Our college years are one of discovery and a reflection of ourselves. And for many, it's one of the greatest challenges as we transition into working adults. In these audio confessions, you will hear two stories that share heartwarming memories, moments of peril, and transformative experiences. Stories that shape identities and redefine relationships. Welcome to College Confessions. When life gives you lemons, you make fruit punch. Fate has a funny way of teaching us how to be patient and kind to those around us. These stories show just that, overcoming hardships and rocky terrain to learn more about themselves and the others around them. In this episode of College Confessions, we explore the emotional, heart-wrenching journey of growth of these two individuals.
I'm from a small town in South Georgia called Moultrie, Georgia. It's a town with only 15,000 people. Fun fact, I got ranked the number one most boring city in Georgia. Kind of sad, not gonna lie, but I'm from that small town. Back in middle school, I was very introverted into myself. I wanted to find that Christian group, but knowing that I was in a public school system, it was something where I had to be careful of. But then in high school, I found a good Christian community that loves, supports, cares for me. And I think that's where I kind of opened up a lot more. I think it was funny. I think one day in the high school halls of Cockrell County, we formed our friend group. So I knew a buddy who was really close to me, and he has a group of friends that was from middle school to high school. It was more of a, hey, you can join our group. So the group was technically kind of formed. I think we all came back from a Christian background, so I think that kind of cemented that, because usually in public school, you don't really see a lot of Christians. It went on through my college days, and we used to meet up all the time as a friend group in the middle ground, because some went to UGA. I know me and a couple other guys go here, Georgia Southern, and then some go to Georgia Tech and Valdosta State. So we're just trying to find a middle ground, which we all meet in Macon. You never want to hear never dating in friend group, because I think that's good that you're dating in friend group, because it's something where I'm like, I think that's fine. I think if two people like love each other, then go ahead. But it didn't really turn out that well. Came to the point where two of my good friends were dating for 2 years in the friend group, but then recently they broke up due to the guy cheating on the girlfriend. And then come to find out, everyone was picking sides, because the girls were going on with her defense and some of the guys too, but some of the guys started pointing blames here and there. And I watched this friend group crumble, and I thought I'd never crumble due to like a relationship problem. I was shocked at the beginning. I was like, oh wow, why did A put this in the group chat, B figure out by themselves? I've been trying to just tell them, hey, pray and just talk to God about it. I don't know what they're thinking about. I pray for them. I really do. I pray for the group chat still. That's one day that it will come back together. But right now, I have the friend group on mute, but I do check it sometimes. I reach out. I called. No response. I think I'm just sad to see this friend group grow. There's been a little bit of anger in it as well. It was something where I just had to tell myself, like, it's gonna be all right. I have a friend group here and we're all great, but it's kind of sad seeing my home friend group go. Hopefully we get back to that resolve of, hey, let's all meet up again, let's be friends, let's put this past in the past, because you know you can't hold on to the past forever. So it's just trying to find that time of just, okay, let's be adults, let's get this done, and let's move on from the situation. But for right now, we're at a standstill of just, I feel like the group's not going to come back right now. Not at this moment.
I think I was either 12 or 15, I think. I think it was that was the like my second or third time on a plane. And I guess like one of the last times I was on a plane too. Like, I remember the airport experience at the time, because pretty smooth, I guess. Like, I don't remember any, like, complications or anything like that. The people that went there was my mother and my brother. And we spent time with our relative. Yeah, we spent at least a week there, and they just showed us around like Texas. In Texas, that was the first time I ever ate alligator. We went to this restaurant. I remember the theme being like kind of in a jungle, like there was like a pond in the entrance. When we went inside, I decided that I just wanted to try out alligator for the first time. My mom said that it was going to like taste like chicken, and it did taste like chicken, but like I guess like more spicier chicken. That's like the best way I can describe it. But yeah, that's the first time I ever ate alligator. The environment is really, really hot in Texas. I don't think it really gets any like cooler. For the entire week that we were there, it was just remained just very, very hot. And I guess like me, my mother and my brother, we weren't used to that because Georgia's weather kind of like changes most of the time, but like it just remained hot in Texas. I guess like the people there were nice from what I remember. I don't really remember like any bad experiences there, just people just going about their day. Like I remember like a lot of automobile shops. Yeah, I guess stores for like cars and trucks, I guess. Honestly, I was kind of ready to come back because like mainly because of the heat and the weather. Yeah, we weren't used to it at all, and we were just kind of ready to leave. One thing I kind of like, well, I wouldn't really say miss, but like I kind of like maybe want to see again, probably like the architecture, I guess. Like it was very unique to like compared to like the roads and places in Georgia, and I guess like other places like in New York and stuff. Maybe in the future I could probably like go back and just like see Texas again, just to see the structures.
College Confessions is produced by Alex Lee, Arch Pingle, and Richard Powers. Today's episode was hosted by Jack Pridgen. Our first story, Friend Group Blues, was produced by Sakai Leverett. Music by Kirk Asamayo, Love is the Only Reason. Coffee Shop by Snoozy Beats, Faces by Helizna Raps, and Nights Like These by Beat Mechanic. The second piece, Traveling Texas, was produced by Best Moore. Make sure to catch our future confessions. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. Like and follow us on Instagram at GA Southern Film.